Told you earlier, there will be no Block NZ next year. Warner Brothers Discovery is postponing it because of New Zealand's, as they say, challenging housing market. One Roof property commentator Ashley Church is a big fan of the Block. He's with us now. Hi, Ashley.
I don't declare I'm a big fan, but I know the show.
Yeah. So did you see this one coming?
It's a pretty wise decision given where the market's currently at and where it's likely to be to the middle of next year when the show would probably have aired. So it's probably just an exercising of caution. The concern these guys are going to have is that given the statements that have come out of the Reserve Bank over the last couple of weeks indicating that they're going to drive the country into recession, that's going to impact on house prices. And the problem they've got, of course, is that the whole point of the show is so that at the end of it, everybody makes a lot of money and that the viewers are happy. That didn't happen in the last show. They got a lot of the producers got a lot of stick over it. They don't want to repeat that again.
Yeah, in the last show, somebody went, after all of those months of hard work, went home with only $100, right? What is the problem? Why did people get upset about that, though, Ashley? Because it feels to me like that is just a reflection of what happens sometimes.
Oh, look, now you're talking my language, because at the end of the day, this is a contest, and you can absolutely guarantee that when these guys went into the show and applied and got accepted, that there would be a contract a mile long that says, do you understand that you may not make any money? And they would sign that and saying, yep, they absolutely understand it. So, you know, and to be fair, I don't think it's the contestants who are actually complaining. It's the public who you know, afterwards basically say the show should be that they should quit or the producers are ripping them off, all sorts of nonsense. At the end of the day, it's a game show. It's no different to going on The Chase. It just takes 3 or 4 months rather than half an hour.
Thing is, right, almost certainly the same thing would play out, if not worse, next year. What about 2024, though? These guys reckon they'll be back on air. Do you believe that?
Oh, look, I do, and that really plays into the bigger question of what's going to happen to the market, which is what you're really asking. And so the answer to that question is what's going to happen with the OCR? Because the only reason, and let's be really clear, the only reason that the market is in retreat at the moment is because the Reserve Bank's putting the asset on the OCR, which is pushing up mortgage interest rates. If that wasn't happening, the market would just be doing its normal thing. So the question becomes, are they going to continue to doing that? How long are they going to continue doing it for, and what will happen when they stop? So they're doing it because they want to get inflation under control. They may have already either done enough. It's quite possible they've actually already done enough because there's a delayed effect between when that OCR goes up and when people refix their rates. So at some stage over the next 3 to 9 months, and I know that's a big range, I'm reasonably confident that they will get inflation under control and it will indeed start tracking down. And then depending on the speed at which it comes down, the Reserve Bank may start reducing those rates as quickly as it started putting them up. Now, if that happens, that will very quickly restore normality to the markets. And the only question is, how long will that be? And I would be really concerned if we thought that that was going to take us into the middle of 2024. That's a long time.
Yeah. Ashley, you talking to many people trying to sell at the moment?
Yeah.
Are they feeling miserable?
No, well, it depends on who they are and why they're doing it. So remember, if you're buying and you're having to, if you're buying to buy another property, you're buying and selling in the same market. So
that doesn't matter. You still feel miserable.
Well, that's true. It's interesting, actually, to say that. Actually, I read an article yesterday that said that the impact of good news on us is 20% of the impact of bad news. And in other words, if you get a bad news, it's 5 times more likely to affect you than good news, which kind of it confirms what you're saying, that people just feel bad because they feel bad. But look, properties are selling. There's a bit of realism back into the market now. First home buyers, it's a bonanza for them because this is the first time in years that I can remember that they really haven't had any competition and prices are low and coming down. So
yeah, but can they make the repayments? You know, that's the question. Ashley, it's good to talk to you always. Thank you for that, Ashley Church, One Roof property commentator.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.